At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's going on, professionally silly listeners? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the next podcast episode here on Professionally Silly. Yay! Recorded on the Anchor app. Now, this is the podcast you can experience some silly, some random, some creepy, and of course, some weird. And a little bit of something for everybody up in here, isn't it? Hosted by a comedian who is going bankrupt in Los Angeles chasing her dream, just like everybody else. So, last week, we talked about a lot of awesome, amazing things. I want you guys to check that out. We talked about the update to Popeyes, which is really interesting. They now have a BYOB campaign going on there. So, we talked about that. A topless bike rider. And let's more other interesting things. And today, we're going to have some more random topics, and got my friend Lee here. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. But before we get started, I've got some information for those of you who are interested in creating your own podcast, and you can do so for free. For free, and they will distribute your podcast to other auditory platforms, and it ain't gonna cost you a damn thing. And guess what? You can make money off of it too, so you might want to pay attention to what's next. What's going on, professionally silly listeners? So obviously, if you want to go ahead and start your own podcast, you need to go ahead and join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. Because there are a lot of people out there who feel like they don't have a voice. They feel like they don't have a lot to say. But believe you me, there are some people out there who feel the exact same way as you. Or perhaps they're just a little curious about the way you see the world, you know? So anyways, let's go ahead and get this podcast underway. I've got my friend Lee here. I'm going to go ahead and let her introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lee. That's short for Ashley. So go on and follow me on social media, Ashley2Lee, A-S-H-L-E-Y, the number 2, L-E-Y, on all your social medias.
On all your social medias.
And I'm here with your great friend here, my great friend, and we're going to have some really good conversations.
Conversations are going to be had. Let's go ahead and jump in. Oh, Lee, aren't you a stand-up comedian or something? Like,
yeah,
you tell jokes?
Yeah, I do quite the amount of things. Yes, I tell
this
jokes.
This bitch does everything.
I tell jokes. I am an actress. I pop it on a handstand from time to time.
Facts. I've seen that. She can also hack a computer, so watch out.
I can do that too. All at the same time.
Oh, damn. One woman show
superpowers.
Here.
Superpowers.
Y'all can't tell. She has a cape on right now. Don't be careful. <You're stupid. laughs> So let me ask you this, Lee. How you feel about Snitch 9? How you feel about Snitch 9? Yeah, that's the trending thing. Snitch 9, y'all. Snitch 9.
That's actually a better rap name. I think I like that one more. It's more fitting now. At least for once. He'll be living in his truth.
Truth.
It's the truth.
Everyone's like, oh, if that was me, I wouldn't be snitching and blah, 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 street cred, blah, blah, blah. How
Your
do you
life
feel?
Isn't in danger. I don't want my life in that type of danger, because no matter what, he's in danger. Like, there's no reason in snitching, because if you snitch and you get time out off, that means you're going to be back on the street. You think they're going to forget
about
your snitching?
Exactly, yeah.
Your life is over no matter what. You should have just made some friends in jail. y'all can have rap battles and stuff. Whoever win, get you whatever. What they get, food stamps? Hey. I don't know what they do. He can rap battle for
extra
his life.
Deodorant sticks and shit.
Exactly. You would have been better off. Now it's gonna
be
a price on his head. He gonna have to change his hair. He gonna have to get a regular.
Yeah, you can't be walking around looking like a Crayola box no more, bro.
Justin Bieber haircut.
This is some serious shit. All right, now, I gotta be honest with you. I've gotten a lot of this. Well, what if it was you? What if it was you? Nigga, this would never be me, okay?
Exactly.
I'm not about that life, first of all. And I'm okay with admitting that. I'm not.
That's not something worth lying about.
No, because half of them niggas is trying to get out of that life.
Exactly.
So it's like, the ghetto is like the words of Sheehan, one of my favorite poets. The ghetto was supposed to be something that you're trying to get out of, not
exactly.
Embrace it. I love him. Oh, I love Sheehan. Look that up. Sheehan. Sheehan. Amazing poet. But yeah, I'm just saying, you know, so that would never be me. I would never be, you know what I'm saying? And the fact is, Snitch 9 was what's his fucking name again? 6ix9ine? I forgot his name.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, Snitch 9.
Yeah, yeah, Teriyaki Snitch 9. His. What? Is that wrong?
No, it just sounded hilarious.
Teriyaki Snitch 9. he claimed to be about a life that he was never really all about to begin with. He paid his way in. It's just like when you get in bed with a loan shark. You can't pay that money back. You can't get that nigga happy. You're going to bust your kneecaps. That's what it is. And when you, even if you're not a, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see me, member of the squad or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? You, the unspoken rule of shut the fuck up, don't snitch, is not unheard of.
Exactly.
Everybody
even
fucking
knows
that.
Even people that aren't about that life at all, never been near it, know about that.
Yes! In the suburbs, I fucking knew that.
Exactly. I've never been in a gang, but even I know that.
Yes. Most households have that fucking rule. It stays in the house.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You know, if you tell on your sister, you a fucking snitch.
Exactly.
It's just how it is. Like, you don't snitch. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, he's going to do 40 years of life. Then he shouldn't have put himself in the position to have to worry about that.
Right.
That's how I see that. Because he actually didn't have to be in the position. He bought his way into the position.
He could have just made his little songs, did his little ditty little dance, collected his money, and just had a fabulous little luxury life. Why? What was this for? Now you won't have a life at all.
And then here's the part that pisses me off the most. He brought my girl Cardi into it.
For what?
He brought my girl Cardi B. Nothing to do with this case.
How dare you?
Upset. Okay.
That's our friend.
Upset, mindset.
You don't do her like that. Like, she didn't do nothing to you.
And the thing is, Cardi, no matter what is being alleged about her, if it's true, she'll admit to it. I mean, this bitch admitted drugging niggas and taking their money, and now she got a movie deal. It's like, she got a movie now. Hustlers. Jennifer Lopez and some other bitches.
Right.
And well, who else is in that fucking... I know Cardi's got a few cameos in there, and Kiki Palmer and some other women that I remember that I can't think of my brain right now. This weed is amazing.
I have quite the respect for Kiki Palmer.
Kiki Palmer is so fire.
It's
I feel
not easy to transition from a child actor to an adult.
It is not.
This is
and
a
be sober
occasion.
When you do it.
This is a she's doing still doing quite well for herself.
She is doing very well for herself, and I have to tell you, I have a lot of respect for her as an artist. Mm-hmm. You know, and she can do comedy, drama, scary. It's like, what the fuck? What can't she do?
Exactly.
And she's not too bad to look at.
Exactly. She's grown into a look. She's always had a look. It just has grown over time. But she's always been very presentable with herself. Physically,
I
want
to say this, Kiki Palmer, if you happen to be listening to this, I'm your Audible boo thing. You can get it.
all of it.
That was Lee, but I meant it. She was finishing a thought that I forgot to say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I have to admit, and you know, there are a lot of amazing actors and musicians even out there who I feel have grown just exponentially.
Justin Timberlake.
I'll give you Justin, JT. I'll give you that. I've forgiven him about the Super Bowl. I know Janet's tit. I forgive him.
I mean, could any of us have really stayed away from Janet Jackson's titty?
I mean, no.
I mean, we weren't there.
I wasn't there. I mean, like, I was watching it, but I wasn't there.
Because I feel like it was definitely a part of their choreo for him to go near that area.
Grab that titty.
Maybe it was a dysfunction. It wasn't his fault.
First of all, why would wardrobe make something so easily to be ripped off?
Could have been, you know, one of those things they just do for attention, because that's popular. Now that's in history. That's a historical moment.
I mean,
moment
there's so many nip slips that've happened in our world culturally.
But think about it. It's grabbed so many people every time it happens. But now this time it was two of the biggest people, Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson.
I like when we said her name together. Can we try that again?
I feel like it's
Janet.
We
probably can't do it.
I could have sworn I said Justin first.
Can I just say, it's a pleasure to have you for this amazing banter.
It is fun.
I want to let you guys know, every now and then I'm going to randomly just bring in my homies, you know, and make sure we shout them out and their hard work, because they're out here in Los Angeles chasing this dream just like I am. So a lot of respect for anyone out there doing the dream chase, you know, especially when you're an adult.
Exactly.
It's a lot harder when you got bills to pay too, you know.
Definitely.
You know, so I want to go ahead and ask you another serious, important question. How do you feel about this impeachment? Because I just got a text message from a friend of mine. Donald Trump is being impeached, like all caps. Like,
well,
how do you feel?
There's so many potholes in America. And we fell right into one this time around, and now we just have to deal with the side effects of that, and we can only pray for immediate healing, a fast recovery.
Yeah.
And that was the only way I can express how I feel about that.
That was the most passive, most clear, basic.
It felt so right.
Like, legally written and withdrawn statement I have ever heard. You were so selective with everything you fucking said. You were not. Look, Twitter, you're not gonna fuck with Lee. I know what the fuck I said.
Hey,
I chose the words.
I could have been a lawyer. I just couldn't afford it.
Okay. That's some shit. All right, so my feeling on this impeachment thing, if it's actually happening, I don't know how fast it takes. I've never been alive during an impeachment process, except for Bill Clinton, and that was just because he's, you know, he got his dick sucked. What I would give for that just to be the only problem.
Exactly.
With the president then. Like, I wasn't complaining. I didn't give a fuck. Like, get your dick sucked. I don't care. But if that was the only complaint that we had, oh, Donald Trump got his dick sucked, impeach him. We'd be like, oh, you know, let's go back in time.
We all know somebody who's got their dick sucked. Like,
yeah, everybody. Like, if I had a dick, I would get it sucked all the time.
He didn't kill nobody?
Like, yeah, nobody died. Like, yeah, he made a fool of his wife in marriage, but that's got nothing to do with,
that's normal.
With me. Like, that's America. Like, what the fuck?
America!
America! Fuck yeah!
Commitment issues.
Facts. You know, but, you know, if we get stuck with Pence, then, you know, he's a racist asshole too. But the entire Trump administration is shit. So, honestly, I feel like whether he's impeached or not, we're still kind of screwed for the next year. And depending on what happens during the, you know, the next term. God damn it, that's coming up again. And I don't know. Whew. Got Kamala Harris. I that bitch.
I like Andrew Yang.
I'm still feeling the burn, man. I'm still, because it's not like we have a whole lot of, I mean, the options are better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, not last year, last term, you know,
yeah.
But it's just, I remember feeling more when there was,
I get it.
You know, like, it's kind of like, hey, do you want to enjoy this cup of warm used bath water, or would you rather lick the asphalt of a homeless man just peed on? Which one
the
do you
worst
want?
Will you rather ever?
That's how I felt about last term's, you know, election. And I voted for Hillary because it was like, well, I'd rather that than Trump. I mean, he, you know, I didn't really have much of an option. I should have wrote in my cat's name. She's super smart. Sammy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she's super smart. My cat is Puerto Rican, by the way.
I would have written Britney Spears.
Oh, God. Free
she
Britney.
She would have been a better president.
Free Britney. What is Chris Crocker? Chris Crocker is hot now. Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot I did.
He is hot. He's like a porn star, and he's like super proud of it. Yeah, okay, I follow his Twitter. Life. I follow his Twitter. He's super
make
hot now.
Your life
I have to let me Google Chris Crocker so you can remember how hot he is now. I'm like, you bitch. You sexy bitch. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go to images. I'm going to images.
Google it.
See? Look at
him.
Yeah. It's a long way from that.
And
that
I can
to
see,
this.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I can see him kind of doing porn. He looks like the porn
dude.
Oh, dudes.
He so does porn. So does porn.
But the really scripted ones.
Yeah. I think he also does porn with this guy. I follow him on TikTok. I fucking love TikTok. Leo Sweetwood. That is his name. I think that's his TikTok name. That's how I remember it. Mm-hmm. Leo Sweetwood. I follow him on Instagram and TikTok. He's actually really funny, and I think he and Chris are friends. I don't know if they've done porn together, but I know they both do porn or have done porn, gay porn. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, let's be honest, gay porn's pretty hot.
And I heard that it charges more.
Yeah, they get paid more for gay porn.
And, yeah.
Yeah, you get paid more. I mean, I'm not really into porn like that, but I could understand why gay porn would be hot, because I feel like straight porn is so scripted and so, like, why are you yelling?
And you know what? The gay porn, now that I think about it psychologically,
even lesbian porn is stupid.
From a psychological perspective, it probably is viewed more because it's still a taboo.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's so many people that, you know, all the in the closet folks, the only part of expression they have is them being able to watch that.
That's true. I'll give you that. I mean, you know, porn. So, my Pornhub account is... Make sure you guys watch my videos. Yeah, girl, I still upload, you know.
Every Thursday, right?
Every Thursday, bitch.
You still go live on there?
Girl, I'll be trying. I'll be busy. Mm. I got this podcast, you know.
And the sponsorships.
Got the sponsorships and shit. Check out my YouTube channel. All these drops here.
What if YouPorn is a section of YouTube?
Man, don't... the word you is like, what?
But it's not impossible.
Because there's you porn.
They could have the same CEO.
Well, I mean, there's you porn. Actually, Pornhub is the better one. Everybody fucking knows that.
I feel like there's more scripted stuff on
you. No, you gotta go to the categories.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like...
It still feels filtered with scripted
telling
stuff.
On myself here. This is what you need to do to find the porn. Because I feel like, because when we were growing up, like when you wanted to watch porn, or even if you didn't want to, you're just curious about it as a kid, you know. We had the squiggly channel. That's what we had. Like the squiggly channel, you just had to kind of, there was no sound.
Unfortunately,
if you were lucky,
we had
there was
HBO.
Sound. Oh, you had money.
Oh, post office, federal job, sorry.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I just had to have the squiggly channel. I couldn't do. I remember the first time I found my dad's porn.
I remember
the first time. That was weird.
I remember having that experience as well.
And
that
this is weird. Back when like VHS was a thing.
Yeah, VHS
so
porn.
It wasn't like I couldn't, you know. I think eventually he realized that I found it, and then because I remember going back and they were gone.
Oh, somebody found out.
Yeah, somebody found out that I knew that it was there. Something we never fucking talk about it. Never was discussed.
Wow, I can't imagine.
His porn just disappeared.
Wow.
Like the Tooth Fairy was like, I'm just going to take these. You don't have any teeth? All right. Let's take all this porn. And it wasn't a whole lot. It was just like a few videos. But it was just like, I think he was super embarrassed because we never fucking talked about it. And I don't even remember having like the birds and the bees conversation with my parents either, now that I think about it.
I don't think so either. And I'm at, because it's weird that you say all of that, because I feel like maybe I've had that same situation happen, but I was in denial.
That did not happen.
Because I'm like, I know I used to look at a lot of stuff and do a lot of stuff. Yeah. And we all know that as we've gotten older, we've gotten smarter over time. And us thinking that we outsmart our parents, maybe we really didn't, because we think about us at our age now, how people think that they pulling stuff on us, and we're like,
yeah,
we know, we've been there, we acknowledge this, but we just don't say anything. So it's possible that could have been the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was just too young to realize,
what's going on.
I put that right back where I found it.
It's like,
they'll never know anybody touched it.
He probably did some crazy shit, like put a piece of hair, like, oh, the hair is missing.
Or
somebody's been in my porn.
He's like, that's not where I left off.
That's not where oh, damn, I didn't rewind it back to where it was. Fuck.
Wait, no, but I always rewind it back to where it was.
I don't think I rewinded it. I just wasn't that smart.
Let me pull out my investigation kit.
Let's call my dad. Dad, do you remember if I rewinded your porn when I found it? There's a conversation. Dad, please do not listen to this podcast
episode.
That would
be weird. I don't think you would do it. I want to dare you, but I would feel like such an asshole to even do
it.
I'm not even going to dare you to do that.
I remember the love scene of Love and Basketball coming on. Right when... You know what I'm saying? It can't be right. Right before then, I knew what the fuck was going to happen. We were in the movies, in the theater, when I went to see this.
Yeah, it was always weird. I used to always look away just because I was around adults.
Yes! Bitch, I got up and went to the bathroom.
I would do that too. In the kitchen.
Yes! And this is at the theater, so I just walked in the hall. And I just watched the scene from there. It's where my dad couldn't see me. Because I wanted to see what the fuck was going to happen. But I didn't want to watch it with him. It was just weird, you know. But when love scenes pop up or things like that, it's like, I got to go pee. Or I got to make a phone call. Or I got to take a shit or whatever.
Right.
I'm thirsty.
Or you just be, all of a sudden, you're a beautician and you're trying to do your cuticles.
Let me just, my nails. Yes. I write some notes here.
Like, I do recall as like a toddler them telling me to look away. And I think that just as I got older, I just always voluntarily looked at it. Like, I was already used to doing it. So I associated it with like, I'm not supposed to do that.
I knew where everything was. I was in public school. I know what dicks look like simply because they were in all of my textbooks.
Right.
So they were... God, why do people draw dicks in textbooks? Like, do they still do that? Like, grow the
I
fuck up.
I bet they do, sadly. But on the other hand, how can they grow up? They're younger at that age.
I mean, there's someone's always drawing hair on the pubes. Someone gets extra. Now it's spewing cum everywhere. It's just...
Like, why don't you apply yourself to other things?
Yes. Tic-tac-toe or something.
I bet they are failing in all their classes.
Right. How about a little anecdote or something? Mm-hmm. Like little Snapple quotes or something like that. You know, like, hey... Here's the proper way to spell Wednesday or something.
I'll even accept a movie quote. That's better than...
Facts. It's a madhouse.
Right, like, anything.
Whatever. Shit, man. I'm upset. dicks.
Why? Why do you have to finish this off?
So that's going to be the end of this podcast, just right there. No, remember that show? What was it? What the fuck was that?
I knew I turned the sound off of my phone. It's a phantom. Oh, it's
that scared the shit out of me. I was like, bitch.
Sorry, you all.
Phone is haunted and shit.
I thought it was too.
That show, American Vandal. Remember that? When the dude was like drawing dicks on everybody's car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That show, that was awesome. I sit there and like, I binged the entire, all 8 episodes. And then there's like a season 2 it's in my queue. I haven't seen it yet, but there's like another part of that American Vandal, but it did not stream like as much on social media as the first one did.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude Dylan from American Vandal, he's in Lil Dicky's and Chris Brown's music video Freaky Friday.
I felt like I saw, but I was like, is that Rip? That can't
be. That's him. That's
I'm glad
dude.
You confirmed that for me, because I felt like I was tripping.
You like how I confirmed that like 18,000 years later?
Yeah,
that's how I do. That's how I do. You guys couldn't feel that, but I just plugged you guys in. I'm charging, so hope it didn't hurt.
Put him on the charge.
Hey. Hey. We just had a love scene.
What? That was odd.
Right. Yeah, that was weird. Why did you allow me to do that? So we have something. So, okay. There's another chicken sandwich that's out there right now. KFC decided to throw their hat in the ring. And now we've got a chicken sandwich where the buns are now, well, they're donuts. Yeah, glazed donuts.
Are they Krispy Kreme? Did they do a deal? Because what kind of donuts? Because not all donuts are created equal.
Damn. That is the most discriminate comment I have ever heard about donuts.
Think about it. It got to go well. It has to pair well with a chicken patty. So it can't be any old donut. It can't be a...
I mean, like, Krispy Kreme donuts are good, but they're small and very thin.
But what I'm saying, it would have to be something that's on those lines.
I mean, yeah, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, the buoyancy of a Krispy Kreme donut holding... fucking fried chicken breast,
like grill it.
What the donuts?
Grill that's probably good. Caramelized. I mean,
yeah, but then it's a mess.
It's probably like baked. It's gonna burn too. Because
the glaze is already.
Yeah, but it has like a tiny char, like I don't know. Honey baked ham.
I feel like you're making this more difficult than it has
See,
to
I'm
be.
I'm the type of person that likes like the crunchiest. French fry, the burnt pieces of food.
Oh, you're one of those?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
You want your end pieces on your fries.
That's me.
You fucking weirdo.
I eat the butt to the bread, the end pieces. To me, it's still bread.
You gonna eat your crust? You one of those?
I love crust.
Oh, my God.
And that's my favorite part of the mac and cheese. I want the burntest
Bitch,
part.
Do not get me started on mac and cheese.
Or the burntest part of the lasagna. Some baked ziti.
An Instagram that is nothing but mac and cheeses.
I can't watch that. I can't be a part. I can't. Too much.
I can't handle that. That's you're asking a lot. Are you lactose?
No.
Oh, thank God. Just looking at that, I'll shit my pants. Right now.
There's probably somebody somewhere. They're in France, of course. I don't know why.
I'm just gonna shit my drawers at this moment.
I imagine, what's that guy from Mad TV, the tall one? Was his name like Phil or something? The really funny one.
Michael?
Was his name Michael? The hilarious one from Mad
TV. He was Stuart.
Yeah, Stuart.
Now I can't think of his last name. But
playing like a role and saying something so crazy like that.
What the fuck is his last name?
He's hilarious.
God damn it. Mike, he is so fucking fun. Now, look what I can do.
Look what I can do. Or I like when his mother would be like, what did mommy say?
Stuart!
I don't want to say.
What did mommy say about you doing that?
I don't want to.
What did she say, Stuart?
She said that. Don't
what
trust
did she
your,
say, Stuart?
She said, don't trust your daddy because he's dating a fucking whore.
That's right. That's what mama said, Stuart. That's what mama said. Now you go clean your room, Stuart, because my new boyfriend's coming over.
I don't know if he really said that, but that's exactly something he would have said.
That would happen. What's that bitch? Ugh!
But she put her face under the sneeze guard at the buffet.
Lorraine! That was her fucking name. Mm-hmm. I used to love me some Lorraine.
Oh my God. I always think of that character when I... No shaming, but when I see people that actually do look like her in real life, I think of that character.
Old white ladies.
I was attempting not to say that.
So,
but
listener,
you all know.
You guys fucking knew. So listeners, I have a podcast shout out that I don't even really have to do because they already have like millions and millions of trillions of thousands of tens of listeners. And all that is backwards, but they have a lot of listeners. But if you are into true crime and you're into murder, which sounds weird, but believe me, I'm into it. Don't feel bad. The podcast is called My Favorite Murder. Check them out. They are amazing. What's the name?
It's really cool.
It is really interesting. Karen Gilgraff or Kilgraff. I always say her name wrong. And Georgia Hardstark. These two middle-aged women, and they are hilarious, two middle-aged white women with Valley Girl type accents. I mean, they're Cali bitches, but they make murder fun. And they do.
They could have been doctors. I mean, think about the type of person to have to be able to say bad news, but...
Facts!
They have a great way of speaking. I can't even explain it. It's very interesting. Definitely check them out.
Yeah. My favorite murder. You can't forget now. I said it 3 times.
That reminds me of something. Actually, earlier today, I accidentally watched a video on Instagram without the audio by accident. Usually, if I'm scrolling past something and I see it's a video, I'll click it so that I can hear the audio because mine doesn't automatically play audio.
Yeah.
And so it kind of looked so interesting that I just didn't press it because I was actually entertained by it without the audio. And then I thought to myself, I'm like, this is probably what it was like when they only had like movies without audio. Remember, they had silent films.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it sounds horrible to us, but think about it. If we hadn't had anything else, like, we probably would be okay with it at this point in life. It's just that we have so many more advanced things that we can look at that and be like, oh, that's not that great.
I remember having a conversation with my mother. This was, like, yesterday. Mm-hmm. I remember having a conversation with my mother yesterday. So long ago. And she was telling me about, when we were growing up, we had to... This sounds... She's gonna kick my ass if she hears this fucking podcast. We had to, you know, we would go around the TV, I mean around the radio, and listen because televisions were really expensive at that time. And so there was a time, there would be like maybe two or three houses in the neighborhood that had TVs, and so everybody would go to those houses for like a particular show or whatever that was coming on, like a community, like, I got the TV coming over. Because she lived, you know, this was in like Savannah, Georgia, you know, and everything was very, you know, segregated there. You know, they weren't allowed to go to certain places. My mother was telling me that when she was in Savannah, that there was a time when she went there recently with her friends. And she was like, oh, I didn't know this Catholic church was here or whatever. And they were like, well, you were raised Catholic and you live in... How the fuck didn't you not know that this church was here? Mm-hmm. And it dawned on her that the reason she didn't know that that church was there is because she wasn't allowed to go into the church. Because this is a time when, you know, whites and blacks, like, you know...
And we haven't had to have that experience.
Not to that extent.
No, not that type of racism. Yeah. We deal with it in other ways, but those type of things don't happen so commonly anymore.
Yeah.
Because I know that there are still areas where it's like that. I lived in Arkansas for a little bit. There are still towns there that are still separated. Like, literally all the black people live on one side of the train track and all the white people live on the other side, to which I don't think that it's on purpose right now. I just think that, I mean, think about it. They've been like that. Yeah. It possibly is, but it's possibly that it's not, because think about it. If back in those days, that's how it was, and they just continue living there in generations.
Like,
people give
like,
their houses to their children, and maybe it just stayed like that because that's where their
families are. It's kind of similar to, like, when you were in school. All the black kids sat at one table at lunch, or the white kids. I mean, it's just kind of like a subconscious thing that has been such an issue in history and current times that it's been like taught, learned about, not talked about.
Right.
You know,
it's
all taboo, but we all subconsciously do it. Because there were times where I sat at an all black table when I was in high school too.
Yeah.
I mean, I did.
But just luckily for us, we didn't grow up in a time to where if we decided to do otherwise, something
we would be
really
attacked.
Bad would happen
to
us.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We can't even imagine.
At least not the school I fucking went to, thank God. But
me either.
Sometimes that shit
out there
still happens. Yeah. So one of the things about living in Savannah, okay, so when you wanted to go to the beach at this time, we're talking about like the 50s. When you wanted to go to the beach at this time, okay, black people had to go to Hilton Head. They couldn't go to Tybee. That was the white beach. Mm-hmm. Couldn't go there. So they had to get on a boat to go to Hilton Head in order to get to the beach. That's what they had to do. Also, I went to Savannah State University. HBCU, what's up, bitch? I didn't graduate from there because their drama department was trash at the time.
Oh.
It was. There was like one teacher for like all the classes I needed. I would be there still trying
that
to graduate. So, right. Because it was a new major at the time.
Okay.
And so I ended up transferring to Armstrong Atlantic State University, which is now merged with Georgia Southern, from what I understand. The campuses have merged. Anywho, that college, Armstrong, AASU, used to be an all-white school. And it was created by a white man who lived in Savannah, who was like, oh, we don't fucking have a place for our kids to go to school, because Savannah was predominantly black at the time in that area. And if you wanted to go to college as a white child in that time frame, in a lot of that area, you had to go out of state. You had to leave. You had to go elsewhere. So Armstrong Atlanta State University started in this man's fucking house and then became a four-year school eventually. And I mean, obviously I got integrated. I fucking went there. That's where I graduated from. You know, they didn't say, your black ass can't come here. That didn't happen. Obviously, this is years and years, years later when it became available to everyone. But there was just a history that I didn't fucking know about. And I lived in Savannah for like fucking 5 years when I was in my...
You said the white families in that area went away?
A lot of them went away to college. Because Savannah State University was the only school available, and that was the HBCU college.
They didn't want to go to school with...
No, they're not going to school with black people. My mom couldn't even go inside their goddamn church. Oh, that was like such a horrible sentence. That's crazy. That was just said.
Yeah, I always feel really strange when I accidentally say like something a little R-rated with something religious.
Son of a biscuit.
Right, like, dang it. I could have said that.
Holy shiitake mushrooms.
I had to clean my mouth up.
I don't know why that was a sound
flip
that I
it
made.
In reverse it.
Right. First of all, I was going to say, you're so fucking stupid. Missy Elliott is fucking fire.
Definitely. Anybody who doesn't respect her,
I will
no
punch you in the throat.
You're crazy if you don't respect Missy Elliott.
That was really aggressive, but I meant it.
Think about what she's done over time, how she began, and how it continuously. So many artists fall off. So many artists don't continue to...
And the only reason she stopped is because she was sick.
Exactly.
That's the only reason.
And somebody the other day mentioned to me that they don't really care for her newest song because the lyrics don't make sense. And I'm like...
That's Missy Elliott.
Exactly. I get it. But the thing is, that's part of her genius in lyricism. Like, she really is just saying anything,
yes!
But she's still staying
she
on the rhythm.
She makes this shit work.
She makes it mean something. Like,
it's art.
Exactly. It's like a lot of innuendos, a little poetry even, like...
It's art, bitch.
Think of it. It's like verbal scatting. Remember, they used to scat. Dude, music has changed so much.
She pretty much started
a whole new thing.
I didn't do
thing.
It well. Ugh.
And as a female that did it. Not your average female in the industry. She's her own person. Her own style. Nobody else looks like her or does what she does. Did you ever look at her performance from the MTV Awards?
Fuck yeah, I did.
It was awesome, right? How she did a piece of all of her hits.
All of her. Let me tell you something. Missy Elliott is a musical goddess when
and
it comes to hip-hop
such a great
music.
Creative director. Because all of those videos, she is part of why music videos became so popular.
Yes, she made so much. She made them so visually stimulating. And then the music itself was audibly awesome. Mm-hmm. It was very difficult not to enjoy something in her music.
Sense.
Yeah, it was just, that bitch is amazing. Ugh,
it's
just...
Think about it. People say her lyrics don't make sense, but guess what? She said, beep, beep, who got the keys to the Jeep? She was in the video in the Jeep. Like, she
makes
just explained.
Sense.
It makes sense.
We got the whole...
You gotta watch the video.
Yeah, pay attention.
It's a movie.
Like, y'all not paying attention.
Like,
y'all
think
not.
About how people went so crazy over Michael Jackson's music videos. Because he was the first
Michael.
One to make, like, movies. Then what Missy Elliott done is similar to that. She created
Michael.
A whole new genre of visual entertainment. What's that? Who sings that song? Videos kill the radio.
Yo, yeah.
What's that? That's accurate. That's what happened. Because the radio became less popular. Everybody was trying to rush home to watch music videos.
Yeah, everybody
and
was.
Music videos was one of the triggers.
That's back
to
when
the
MTV
internet.
Actually played music videos.
Exactly, before they
Good
started
times.
Cutting them off.
It was MTV, Yo Raps, and like...
And then BET 106 in Park.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say TRL, then 106 in Park. Yeah, that, oh.
I used to watch the thing on VHS. Like, I grew into it. At first it was annoying, but then I became very entertained by the little pop-ups to give you information about
the
video.
Pop-up video.
Right.
I used to love
those. While filming this video, he had wingworms that had to be rushed to the hospital.
Right.
Like, what? But wow.
You may have not known this, but Usher actually jammed his pinky toe while spinning in the rain at this part of the video. And you're just like, oh shit, his pinky toe? Like,
most people don't know P. Diddy is allergic to cashews.
Oh shit, is he?
I don't know.
Oh fuck, I believed you.
That's the type of shit they would put on there.
Yeah, this is back when he was Puff Daddy.
Good times.
Because also, that's what made it interesting for me to watch those, like, weird videos. You know how some people tried to make really avant-garde?
Yeah.
They were trying to go really
over
the top with the theatrics in their music videos.
You're going too far, sir.
But the information helped. Like, okay, I could kind of see where in his life he felt like this. I don't know why there's a jack-o'-lantern on a dog running backwards in an empty pool. I don't
It's like a Blink 182 video you just described.
It represents his childhood. I can see that. Okay.
It's just like you just described all the like alternative pop music videos back in the day.
Right.
Fucking Weezer and like
right, what was that song? Please tell me why. Like, we don't know. We try to find out too.
Like, what is
if
what?
You watch the video long enough, you'll know why.
Like, yo, man, okay, good I times, get it. Man. All right, guys. So we're gonna take a small little break, okay? When we get back after these messages, all right? All right, messages. Just all right, one message,
it's
really.
It's in French. She speaks other languages.
I speak 32 languages. Watch this. No. See that?
Me too. No. That's
Swahili. So, we're back. Hello. You may also hear the dog, my next door neighbor's dog, also joining us. Hi.
It's a Resident Evil dog.
It really kind of is. Jess is annoying. Not as deadly. Not as deadly. So I wanted to kind of ask you a weird question. And you as well, listeners. Okay. A lot of us watch shows like Law and Order, Criminal Minds, Criminal Intent, Criminal. Laws and jail and blue bloods and all that shit.
Yes, very popular.
Very I think popular genre. That needs to be just like one name of the show. Criminal, everything, intent, love, blue blood, order. That's the show.
Right. That's like one of them unnecessarily long words, but it's like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I was gonna say like, onomatopoeia, but I guess yours is longer.
Yeah, but it's like it makes no sense, but. It's just a new word. Just
that's
like all
how
the
I
other
feel
words.
About the word Wednesday. Like, why is it spelled like that?
Like, who decided to just fuck it up?
I have to still print when I'm spelling it out. I'm like, I'll just see you W. Bye. Like, I don't even spell it out anymore. Like, is it W E D?
It's all I have to.
I'm asking you.
This is how I help myself remember it. It's literally
so
the
smart,
worst
listeners.
Way you can think of spelling it, and that's what I write. It's Wednes.
So technically it's Wednesday.
Exactly, but that's not how it's pronounced. It's the opposite of what it's pronounced.
Do
like.
Not get me started on the word baloney.
That word kind of grinds my gears a bit. Like, when I hear it,
does
just
it grind
like,
your gears?
Because every time I hear the word baloney, I see it. Like, I'm on an episode of Sesame Street. I see the letters pop up in front of my face. And then I just can't help but make this Scooby-Doo face. I'm like, burp?
It's like, where the fuck is the why? Wait, is there a why in baloney?
Like, were words created by just throwing them on the ground? Like, some scrapple pieces? I'm like, okay, is how we say this
I think that's
word.
How most names are made.
And definitely some of them.
Like, I don't even want to give an example, because in my luck, there'll be, like, a bitch or a nigga with that name, like, that's my name! And I'm like, well, shit.
I got picked on my entire life for that name. How dare you?
Everyone just, you know, tweet Amber at True Smiles Jones.
You should have said trigger warning first.
Trigger warning. If your name is blah, 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 it's like, that's my middle name! Like,
that was my grandpappy's name.
And the blah, 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 there's an accent over it, you bitch! Like,
what's crazy is probably in another country blah, somewhere blah. There is a name.
Yeah, probably.
Possibly.
I'm sorry.
We don't know.
That one listener that I have in a part of the world that I haven't heard of yet is probably pissed off at me right now.
Like, somehow rigged their electronics to be able to hear this.
A shrimp's heart is in its head.
What?
Just, it's a random fact.
Is that
fact
a safe word?
That I just...
Oh, what?
A shrimp's heart. It's in its head.
You know what? Because we eat shrimp, and we eat the body, and there's no heart there. So it has to be, but we just never... Yeah.
I'm one of those people... I know that's so random. I was reading that earlier. I'm one of those people that, like... I enjoy, this bitch is fucking up my bag again. I'm talking about my cat, by the way. She just wants to put her hair and paws on everything.
I guess she loves the material on the inside.
She's such a whore. Anyways, Yes, my cat's a whore.
Most cats are.
But, like, I'm one of those people, like, when I get food and it has a head, I rather it not have a head when I get it.
Exactly.
You know, like, I can still work with it. Like, okay, there's a place around the corner for me that gives you, like, a fish and you can fry it. You know, you remember the place?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, for some reason, I'm okay with it now because the fish is so good, I don't even fucking... Right. I'm like with a fork fucking like digging behind its head. I need more of the meat, like.
Plus people do that, like, this is not
I think it's just like an American, I don't want to say Americanized thing, but a Western culture to, like,
yeah,
oh yeah, animals have heads on them, you forgot, like.
Right.
You know, but like whenever I get like a shrimp or something like that, I prefer the head already removed, because first of all, in my opinion, shrimps are like the cockroaches of the sea. Like, that and crawfish. Like, roaches of the sea.
Well, I don't like eating them, but they do taste good.
Have you ever tried to devein a shrimp? It is so disgusting. You know what that is?
That's poop. Like, where else? We know that we poop. Like, where you think theirs go?
Yeah,
like,
facts. But it's just like, ew. You know? There's just certain things that I would rather be done for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying. That's just, the dog is also, how do you feel, dog across the street, or actually next door to me?
No comment.
Now this motherfucker wants to be quiet. And finally give him a platform to, you know, use his voice, and he wants to be a dick.
He's pleading the fifth.
What an ass. You know, so, all right, let me give you another random fact. You ready?
Yeah.
The cigarette lighter was invented before the match. That's what it says on the internet. The internet would not lie to me.
Well, I can see that, but I did not know that. That's cool to know. I can see that, though, because sometimes we know that throughout history, we always reach this different level of, like, electronics and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the whole purpose of it is to make something more convenient. But we're used to seeing it the other way around, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen that way, because a match is more convenient financially, because think about how much money these oil companies...
All the plastic
to make it. Like, now we just figured out, oh, you can just use a piece of wood.
Yeah, yeah.
And matches are way less cheaper.
Or if you're one of those cool people, you can light your cigarette match off the bottom of your shoe or off the back of your kneecap or some shit.
I've stupidly tried to do that. I don't think it's a real thing.
No, I think you have to not have too much... I think your skin has to be dry or something. Like, most men can probably do it because of the stubble, like, of their beard and stuff.
Why would you want
to
light up...
That's just my assumption as to how they fucking do that. Because that's, like, in the old Westerns, they, like, light a match off their fucking face. I feel
Is
like
that
I've
what
seen
calluses
that.
Calluses are for?
I feel like that's a thing. Am I wrong? I feel like
I've never seen anybody do it in real life. I've never heard of it done in real life. I think it maybe is just a television
Name
thing.
Things that people light matches off of.
Have you ever seen anybody take a matchstick and flick it on their shoe, like,
I've
in
seen
the movies
that.
And it have and it ignites? And have you seen somebody do it with their finger or like
I've
their
seen
thumb?
The finger. I've seen the shoe and the finger.
I haven't. Or maybe it's only certain types of shoes.
I mean, like, I know bitches that open up beer bottles with their fucking belly buttons, so. That wasn't bragging. That was just stating something that I know.
That's very strange. I mean, I know I've heard of it, but it's like, it's still something I can't imagine. Like, what's your body fat percentage? Like, zero. She probably was skinny as hell. She technically is using her asshole to open through her stomach.
Use your asshole. Lift it with your asshole. Not your legs. Lift it with your back and
what
your
if
asshole.
Your belly button was connected to your asshole.
That would explain what that shit is in your belly button if you don't. Like, what is that?
It's just debris.
How dare it exist inside of my adorable belly?
Yeah, probably from fabric on your... Oh, you know what? It's just, like, sweat. Think about it. If we didn't, like, clean ourselves every day, we probably would have that all over our body.
Oh, I mean... There are so many interesting things that if you think about, you'd be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
That was such a high thing to say.
There are so many interesting things in the world. You'd be like, what?
Because do you feel that same way about your ears?
What do you mean?
Because how does wax get in there? But it's in there, and we are used to that already. It's just still how really the fuck weird.
Is there a Magic School Bus episode?
It accumulates in there, just like with your belly button. That this? Accumulates in there. I think that's just your
Well, I thought the wax was created by your body to stop things from getting inside your head.
Like, I feel inside like I your heard ear. That at one point as well, but I've also heard the opposite as well, so I don't know which one is.
We need to, Miss Frizzle, let's take a
remember they were saying
take
that,
a trip.
When headphones kept advancing, they were saying that headphones causes, like, earwax, so it made it sound like it was not a very good thing to have wax.
It's time for a fucking field trip.
Ms. I know, Frizzle. Right? Where's Miss Frizzle at?
Come on, the Magic School Bus.
Yo, the new one sucks.
There's a new one?
Yeah, they revamped it on Netflix.
Dang it, they definitely stole my idea.
Well, you know who would make a dope-ass fucking real Miss Frizzle if they ever did, like, a Magic School Bus
who?
Movie? Ellie Kemper. You know, the one who played
yeah,
on the...
Yeah, I think... Yes.
Yeah. Was it Unbreakable?
You brought her up not too long ago, yeah. I think that's what it was.
Was it Kim Unbreakable or whatever the fuck? And then she was Erin on The Office, for those of you who are The Office fans. She was the redhead secretary. The other one, not Pam.
But I can't really think of anyone else. I was hoping I could think of someone else.
She's the
really
perfect Miss Frizzle. The perfect Miss Frizzle. You're right. I can't think of anyone else that could do that as well as she. Unless you could think of someone, another adorable cutie who can have her hair, like,
I loved her bun.
Huh?
I loved Miss Frizzle's bun. She was working that bun. That hat was a beehive.
She would do so well in Los Angeles. Even her outfits were outrageously like, what the fuck? LA would love it.
That's the one class that I would actually go to and be there on time. I'd be like, what's up, Miss Frizzle?
Human thigh bones are stronger than concrete. I have like this random fact generator in my lap.
So is Ari Fitz the only human? Are the rest of us aliens? Because my thighs don't look like they are stronger than concrete. Maybe Ari's.
Ari does have some strong fucking legs, let me tell you.
And she had the nerve. Have you seen this video, this thing going around where they're doing like this
leg
challenge?
Yeah, I commented on that tweet.
Yeah, because Ari had the nerve to tweet, might as well give me a trophy or some shit like that. I read that. I was like...
I'm going to send that bitch some fucking chestnuts for this season. Just go ahead and pop those for me.
Right.
Some walnuts.
Because I thought
Take
about it. I'm
that.
Like, you know what? I probably would lose. Like, look at her and look at mine.
Her legs are strong. Ari is awesome. I love her.
Yeah.
That's funny as fuck. Slugs have four noses.
Why?
I don't know. I don't even... No,
well, you know what? I guess maybe how many noses does a worm have? Because then that's the only way to make it make sense. Let me Google it.
Yeah, that's a good
because
question.
Because to me, I'm thinking maybe, because if we think about it, slugs only come out when it's water, so maybe the extra noses help them be able to smell
what
water.
The fuck? Polar bears are left-handed.
When it's about to rain. Polar bears are left-handed?
That's what it says. The internet would not lie to me.
Do they have good handwriting?
I would assume no.
Left-handers are usually better writers.
So they say.
Have you ever received a letter from a polar bear?
As a matter of fact, I have.
That's probably the next
bitch
name of an album by Train.
As a matter of fact, I have, bitch. Did you ever question me and my polar bear letter writing information having brain?
That's the next movie. That's an new comedy drama starring Jim Carrey and Eddie Murphy. Have they done a movie together? That would be an amazing movie. Eddie Murphy and Jim
Let's
Carrey.
Let's do like the comedy version of Expendables. Just
they
bring all of them together.
They would work really well together, I think.
Throw in Steve Martin. Don't forget about him.
Yes.
Yo, it's impossible for you to lick your elbow.
I have read that before and I have tried it before.
Yeah, I just tried. It's hard.
It hurts.
It's so hard.
That part under your tongue. I think it's called the urobilum, or I think that's a different body part. I think they got that. I got that wrong. I'm not a doctor. Don't shoot me. You don't follow the directions.
She just got shot.
See, you was probably that cousin that people didn't want to play with because you always mess up the rules in the game.
Yep.
Like, we said not to do that. Dang.
Shut up. Whatever. Let's play. Man. You guys are being gay. Come on.
And then the adult comes, what are y'all arguing about? Y'all better play night. It's not even my fault. She didn't want to didn't go and do what we said to do. And it's,
America!
I don't want to play no more.
First, let me just say that I kick ass in Uno, and anybody who challenges me will burn in hell and die at the game of Uno because I will destroy you.
That's a good segue from what I was just talking about, because my aunt had a boyfriend, and her boyfriend had a son my age. So I can't, now that I think about that, I did not like that. Just because somebody's partner has a child your age don't mean you want to be friends with them.
Right.
Like, what was up with all the involuntary friendships that we were forced into as a child? Like, I don't like this person. But
I got lucky my parents are still married and I've never been forced into that type of situation. That's me bragging. Go ahead.
Mine either. But shoot. What was I saying?
Just threw this bitch off. Fuck your happy childhood. What the fuck was I talking about again?
But no, okay. So they would make us play together. I didn't really want to play with him, and he didn't really want to play with me. So we would end up playing Uno, but he was a few years older than me. And he would always lie to me about the rules and stuff because he knew he could, because I didn't have, like, I didn't play with my siblings and stuff. Yeah. I didn't have nobody else to play with. So this was like my only experience with playing with somebody else. So I believed him. But I was smart, though. Like, I knew something was off, but it was like, I can't say anything because this is just me learning something new. Like, it's obviously just me, but I felt like something was off. And then I get older, I'm like, that motherfucker was lying to me.
I love those moments in life when you realize everyone in my entire life was lying to me.
Right.
There's no fucking Santa, the Tooth Fairy. Goddamn. First of all, how is the Easter Bunny even a fucking thing? That's supposed to be about Jesus coming back. And why is there a bunny? And why the fuck are we looking for eggs? What the hell is going on? All of it is confusing as shit.
I've asked myself that. And I'm somebody that's very interested in knowing the truth and just learning new things. So I've researched a lot of holidays. And even that one I've researched. And it's always something crazy, but it kind of connects in some way. The bunny thing and the egg thing, it has no connection. None. I didn't find one. If anybody knows one, please let us know.
Don't get, like, was there a bunny there?
Right.
Like, what?
Like, when they opened up the tomb and realized he has risen, was there a bunny there in his place? Because then it just sounded like Jesus was just a magician.
Did he hide eggs in the tomb?
Was Jesus just a magician?
Well, I mean, like, I mean, he did walk on water. He was walking on water. You know? Burning bushes and shit. No, wait, that wasn't him.
There's somebody out there going, blasphemy. I know. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Listen, we're both comedians. Get over it. Just stop. Everything's fine.
Like,
just
calm down. It's a little funny if you really open up your heart.
Calm down, internet. It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine. I remember, like, when I was a kid, like, I'm an 80s baby, but I grew up in the 90s.
Same.
So, it's like, I feel like things were more fun there. First of all, we went outside more. We made up more games. We did more stuff.
We had more imaginations.
Board games were awesome. And now, even as, you know, we call them game nights, you know, oh, that's the only time we play board games. But yeah, it's amazing. It's like, yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know. Mm-hmm. But I used to do shit like, you know, when I was visiting my cousin's house, I would get a sleeping bag and, like, ride that down the wooden stairs. Just like lucky.
All
yeah.
your necks.
All my bones in my body, you know, just, like, lucky. I don't know how the fuck I'm alive. I did stupid shit when I was a kid.
But that's because we were fearless at one point.
Well, I mean, also, there wasn't that much to be afraid of that we knew of at the time. Like, when you think about, like, the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you know, we'll say 70s, 80s mostly. There was a lot of things that we didn't know.
Right.
Even in science. Like, if you wanted to commit a crime, that was the time to do it. DNA wasn't a thing. You know, the CT cameras and security cameras and all that shit, that wasn't really a thing. Mm-hmm. Not everybody even had a fucking television, one.
Right.
You know, so it's like, at the time, it's like, well, just be home before dark and you're good, you know. Like, there was no stranger danger, yeah, but for the most part, people didn't lock their doors. Everybody felt safe. And then, you know, That's also around the time people just discovered what a serial killer is, mid-70s, or actually early 70s, I believe, because the BAU of the FBI was developed around that time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I learned that watching Mindhunters. Amazing show on Netflix. Have you seen it?
I haven't. But so good. Well, I've read it, and I just haven't had a chance to watch
so
it.
So good.
Obviously.
Ow, I hurt my body. So I just feel like...
She confessed.
Yeah, I confessed. It's just fucking hilarious to me that, like, we had so much leeway as kids. Like, I would go out and play, and I would just roam the whole fucking neighborhood. You know, it's just go wherever the fuck you want. Just, you know, just do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you look at these days, and it's like, now we know about, you know, pedophiles and serial killers and rapists and... All this is a culture now, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It's become the modern day culture, the fear culture. You never know what's lurking around the other right. side. Now we have to lock our doors, security cameras, like alarm systems.
And I feel like I was a little early on that. Like I was a part of the first few groups to realize that because like you grew up in Georgia.
I'm old as fuck.
I grew up in the city, so
yeah,
I was, it became like, apparent to me at an earlier age. And then on top of that, I grew up with my grandmother, and they watched the news all the time, so I was seeing it every day.
Yeah, and this is before it was like 24-hour news. Like you had to be home at 6 o'clock to see the 6 o'clock news.
Right,
like that's it. If you missed it, then you had to read in the paper.
News was on all day. Yeah, in my house. I got up to go to school. The news was on. I come back from school. The news is on.
You got the morning news.
Always crazy stuff happening.
Because like even no matter what you, because this is the time when the news came on. If you fucking missed it, then you had to wait till the next cycle or read it in the paper.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, you missed 6 o'clock news. Well, bitch, there's no news at 11. That wasn't until like the late 1990s.
Right.
But
that's like when you're a kid and you can't differentiate the difference between film and real life. But once you, as you get older, you start to learn more things. You find out that no, that is real life.
Some real life movies is more are terrifying. Based on
true stories. That Facts. Stuff that's crazy that Facts. You see in films, it actually happens in real Facts. Life.
Let me ask you this. Would you have dinner by yourself at midnight with the creator of Saw?
The creator of the movie or the creator in the movie?
The creator of the series.
Yeah.
I would not. He came up with some crazy shit. I'm not going anywhere alone with this motherfucker. I don't
As
care,
a writer,
bro.
I just have a respect for it. And I can see where that part of
can
the...
I
but
bring
I
a friend?
Admit what you're saying. I admit what you're saying.
Not alone.
Because
not alone, bro.
And to be in that part of your brain. But it is possible to be in part of that and to imagine that side of the brain if you are a really open person. Like myself, me being empathic, like I'm a little bit better at...
That's
looking
true.
At somebody and under, like the people that I watch on the news, I can see them like, well, I can see how someone with that life could be like that. Like, it's wrong. I would never do that, but that's because I'm not them. Like, still fuck
see,
him
for
what
me,
he did.
It's like when I meet someone, I think, could this person murder me? That's the first. That's the first fucking thing I think. Could this person murder me? And if I feel like you wouldn't murder me, maybe we can be friends.
It's a higher chance that they could because of them understanding their mind. Even if they weren't like that before writing that movie and it was just imagination.
Yeah.
Now that they've pretty much lived it because being a
created
writer.
Created it, exactly, not just lived it.
Yeah, that's you living it in your mind, just not in real life yet.
He made it real though.
Exactly.
And
it's
that's
just like how some
what
of these
scares
actors get
me.
Stuck in their character. It's the same for writers because they have to dive into that
like
character
that guy,
to write it.
What's that show? Motorcycle show? Gang.
Grease?
No, you bitch.
Biker Boys?
No, this bitch said Grease. Sons of Anarchy.
Oh,
you asshole. Grease? You Summer Nights bitch.
Yeah, I was a pop.
No, Sons of Anarchy. The guy, the main actor, the guy who played Jax. I can't think of his real name currently. But I was told that he got so immersed in that role, it fucked him up. Like,
those
he had to do therapy.
Actors.
He had a hard time finding other roles. I heard he gave up acting. I don't know if he's back in the scene, but
I
this is like years
that.
Ago. He said it was just too much. And even when the movie Django with Jamie Foxx and Leonardo DiCaprio and many, many other amazing actors. Even Jamie Foxx said in an interview that there were times they had to take a break, say some prayers. They used that N-word so much. It just triggered a lot of shit. I'm getting teary-eyed thinking about
and
that.
And on top of that, Jamie Foxx is someone who is an actual activist. Yeah, like, a lot of us, we have our concerns and stuff, but we don't have it in us to actually be active.
Yeah,
but
out
he's
there
one of those people that do. That means that he has that extra bit of passion that we don't have to do it.
Something
so I can see how
more.
That could trigger him more.
So they had to stop, film, and pray, things like that. And I remember experiencing that for the first time. I did a web series called Between Women. For the new listeners, hello. There was a scene in the first season where there was a domestic violence scene where one of the characters was beating another character in the bathroom, and you know, it was really a really horrible domestic scene that we had to film. Now, we're all there on set watching this happen, and it felt too real.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we knew, because at one point the actors forgot they were acting and it became an actual physical altercation,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, putting her head in the dog bowl. It was just a lot. And we had to like rap for like a good about hour and a half. Just, mm-hmm. you know, just somebody say something funny. Like, you know, like it was just so much. Oh, now the dog wants to chime in during the most like fucking intimate.
He's passionate too.
He's passionate. Fuck you, you beast. He sees a squirrel. That dog doesn't care.
It's triggering.
It's triggering. But yeah, no, you know, so yeah, support the arts. That's, if you get anything from this last 20 minutes, support the arts.
Acting is not easy.
No, if it was, everybody'd be fucking doing it.
Yeah, not everybody can. I can hardly do it. And I'm a pretty good actress. You can catch me in the new Ad Astra film with Brad Pitt, actually, that's coming out.
Oh, bitch, I didn't know
actually,
that.
Actually, did it come out? I think it came out yesterday.
Is it? Yeah, it's really soon. If not yesterday, then very soon. Yeah. I didn't fucking know you were in that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about a lot of things I've done.
That is some scary shit. How many murders have you committed?
Like
4 or 5, you know. 7 or 8, whatever. All right, guys, so I want to thank you so much for joining this random podcast that we had today.
Thank you.
So I'm trying this will probably go up on, you know, Friday, so be ready for that. Professionally Silly listeners, you are the shiznit. Thank you so much for joining on today's random podcast. We discussed a lot of shit, you know. I'm old as fuck. Lee,
I'm a year behind you.
She's old as fuck. And it's just always good to have you guys here. So anyways, I want to go ahead and thank you guys so much for listening. Once again, I'm your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM. If you want to follow me or that dog in the background, I'm pretty sure I'll put him on my Instagram story soon. If you want to follow me on my other social media platforms, I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. All clickable links in the description box of every podcast episode, as well as all of my YouTube videos in the description box. You can check them out there. And you can also call in and or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Call in and share your opinion about this or any professionally silly episode that we have here. Lee, is there anything that you would like to say before we, you know, leave?
Well, all I'll say is that I had fun. This was great. I hope everybody else enjoyed it as much as I did.
I like
so,
that.
Yes, definitely follow, subscribe, show some support. Go ahead and comment. Get in on the conversations that we had. And if you find Amber on social media, that means you can find me. Go ahead and find me and put hashtag found you. That'll make it fun.
Found you. I guess that's it. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And one of them might get impeached.
Wow. Wish life was all fun and games? At Chumba Casino, it is. Play hundreds of free social casino games. No downloads needed. Want the chance to redeem incredible prizes? Why wait? Play your way, anytime, anyplace. Only at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.